My liege, the first of your suitors is here. How would you like to meet them? Individually, or would you like to do this as a group? A wise decision, my lord. Of course. I shall bring him here for you. Do you require any more of my assistance? Word from the front? As of yet, we have received but one letter. I can give it to you now, if you'd like. Or you can wait until after your meeting. You are very eager. I understand. Here, my lord. It is from Knight Captain Maynard himself. Of course.
My lord, I have made it to the front lines. It is a desperate situation. The dead are countless, and they rise every night, seemingly without end. Our men are tired and haggard. They are doing all that we can. We've lost about 50 already. The contingency that we've gotten from you, thankfully, has mitigated some of this. But it is a desperate situation, as I said. However, I'm not losing hope. We haven't lost any ground to these things yet. We've been able to maintain. But on a personal note, I fear that I may not return to you in time. I hope the memory of me has not faded from your mind, my lord. I know the suitors have started to come in. I hope, nay, I pray, that my memory will be enough to sustain you for now. I am being called back to the front. I must leave you with just this. I am safe for now, and unharmed. But the horrors that I've seen here are beyond reckoning. I pray that I can keep this from coming to your door. I will return with all swiftness, with much love. Your Captain Maynard.
Pardon to interrupt. I hope I find you well. I see you're kind of busy here. You seem concerned. Do I need to step out and give you a moment? Of course. Right down to brass tacks. I like that. As you know, the Throwbarrels have been in the business for quite some time. You know, ruling kingdoms and whatnot. And I hear you're looking for a suitor. Now, I am more than happy to offer my hand. I am not wed. I have no children nor no heirs of my own. Why you should consider me for a suitor? Well, I mean, you never have to do anything you don't want to do. Fully be able to run your kingdom how you want, and then when the time passes, and you pass, eventually, I can take over the business how you please. Dwarves are a long-lived race. We both know that. I have seen my share of battle. I've seen my fair share of a lot of things. I prefer being in the mines, if I'm being honest. Good, honest, hard work beats being a diplomat. No offense. It's just, I'm not very good at it. At least, that's how I see it. But this is a rare opportunity. The humans and the dwarves to make a formed alliance. Something forged beyond just friendship. Something long-lasting. I am thinking more practically, sure. Not necessarily romantic. Well, that's a fair question. I'm not wed mostly because I've not really had the mind for it, you know? I've always been told I can adopt a son or a daughter or whatever I'd like to take my place after I die. But I don't see myself failing or falling anytime soon. It's been a long time since I've been an adventurer. Oh, I miss some of those days. Bah, that's beside the point. There hasn't really been anyone that caught my fancy either. I don't know what you call it, but I don't necessarily have an attraction to anyone. Everyone is just kind of there for me. I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to seem utilitarian, but I mean, I understand friendships. But romance has always seemed far-fetched to me. Something that boys and girls dream up on their own when they're certain ages. Not something that ever concerned me. Though, to be fair, I've been attacked by too many creatures in my life to be worried about something like that. Oh, I find comfort in the little things, the simple things. Forging, mining, working with my hands, you know. Nothing beats being able to just polish something to shine so bright. Something you can be proud of. What do I have to be proud of? If it makes it any easier for you. I'm a fine craftsman. This here, if I may, this weapon, I hand forged this, enchanted it myself. I'm very proud of it. It's my best work. But unfortunately, with it being my best work, there is almost a curse among us dwarves. When you've made something the best, everything else kind of shines a little less brighter by comparison. We joke about it, but it's a little more serious than that. Nothing I ever make, going forward, will ever be as good as this weapon. It's a hard reality to live with. I know we're getting sidetracked, but I figured you getting to know me a little bit better, us forging more of a bond. I mean, when's the last time you and I actually had a conversation one-on-one? Aye, that's right. We never have we? I'm glad we're changing that, though I do feel like I'm talking about myself a little too much. Please, tell me more about you and your accomplishments. Not that I haven't heard through the grapevine or nothing, but just, I'd be curious to know what you are proud of your works. Now that is really interesting. So you never were an adventurer. You were just always a king. Well, a prince and then king. Aye. You've not done any famous deeds. Well, I think that's a little, if I may, I think you're underselling yourself there. You have kept the peace for your entire lifetime. Having been handed down this peacetime from your father, you've not caused any trouble for the orcs, the goblins. You've not caused any trouble with the elves and the elves. Speaking candidly, the elves always seem to be looking for trouble. Ugh. I don't want to appear racist, but I don't like elves very much. Mostly because their king is a sly little bugger. Always trying to pull off his own shenanigans. Always got some kind of power play. It doesn't sit well with me. Still, I have to respect the man, I suppose, if only for his title and nothing else. The rest of his people are fine, but they tend to fall in line and follow orders without thinking critically. Not like the dwarves. Hell, even the orcs do better about thinking critically. It's why they have so many changes. although they've been doing really well under the Doomclaver clan. Or the Great Tooth, whatever they're calling themselves. It's hard to keep up with all the clans of them. Good people, though. To think we used to war with them all the time. But it's nice to be at a time where we have a common enemy. That brings me to the other thing. I can guarantee protections. Your front line is looking bad from what I hear. Necromancer of some kind. No one knows the source of what's bringing all these things back to life. Lord knows we have plenty of problems with the Drugar in our own kingdom, but I'd be happy to send some of my best fighters out. They'd help you. Help your front lines, maybe get back to the bottom of it. Between you and me, I'd gladly shirk my kingly duties if it meant I could go investigate it myself. Dene like magic. Well, not dark magic anyway. Foul stuff. Only way to cut out dark magic. Gotta cut off the source. Whatever wizard or whatever's doing this. But you, Dene, have any clue, do you? What it is, I mean. That's fair. So what do you say? I send out some of my troops. We help defend the front line, fortify. We can fortify your location pretty well. Again, master craftsman. Hell, I'll throw in some of my base craftsmen, including myself. I'll go down, build better fortifications. Zombies can get through metal, can they? And them sharp endy bits, that'll stop them in their tracks, no doubt. So what do you see? I'll do that then. No. I'm not asking for payment. Mostly just asking for your consideration. The way I see it is, this could be very advantageous for us dwarves and you humans. This could be the difference between a long-lasting peace and unknown chaos. Not that I'm threatening a war with your people. That's the last thing we want. Again, we've got enough problems under our mountains as it is. So what do you see? Alright then. Would you be having any other questions for me? Listen, if we were to be married, it would mostly be a ceremony and by name. If you want to have lovers, fine by me. I mean, I wouldn't be touching you. I mean, it's not that you're not, I guess, attractive by human standards or nothing. It's just, I don't see people that way. I think we've talked about that a little bit, but I don't really get it. Like, flesh is only good for certain things. I don't have that drive in me. But that doesn't mean I don't respect you. Or think that you're not a good, decent partner. Consider this a trial period, then. I'll help you out where I can. And we work together on trade and everything like we have in the past. What do you see? Well, I do appreciate your consideration, then. I've got matters to attend to, then. I'm going to be heading to the front line somewhat soon. I need to send missives. I'll meet my contingency of dwarves out there. I've got plenty of rulers and everything who would be more than happy to run the business side of things. Aye, dwarven lands, mostly business, believe you me. I've got a cousin who's been chomping at the bit to get into my land anyway. He wants to mine some mithril. Which there's plenty of, by the way. We can outfit some of your men with mithril. Enchant some of it too, might actually be able to keep them zombies down. Longer, I mean. Should actually get rid of them. If we can carve out some of those numbers, save more of your men, be very beneficial. Aye, then we have an accord. Excellent. Of course. Discretion is the better part of courage, I think, is what it says. Anyway, I'll keep that under me hat. Or me helmet. Of course. And thank you for this time. You handled that quite gracefully, if I may say. Do you think that Thrain has any sort of pull on you? I agree. Not exactly the most romantic of partners. But I could see him being a strong ally and a good friend. Wouldn't hurt to keep him close, if only for that. I know that your loyalty lies with Maynard. That is never going to be in question. But still, this will be beneficial for all of us. I hear Doomcleaver is nearly here. He should be within the fortnight. As for the Elf King's son, he has been somewhat delayed. My understanding is he ran into a group of trolls, dealt with them swiftly and handily, but will be delayed a few days. Do you want me to send someone out to meet him? Very well. I will see to it done, my lord. Hello, everyone. Mazarus here, and I want to thank you very much for enjoying this audio, and be sure to like, favorite, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. For those of you who don't know, I do have a Patreon where you can watch videos about a week ahead of time, or listen to the audios, I should say, a week ahead of time. For those of you who have joined, remember that you also have now access to my Discord. The Discord is only through Patreon, that way we keep it age-appropriate and everything, but you guys can come in, hang out, chat with us. This recording was done live. The people here have gotten to see the flubs and everything, as well as a lot of bonus extra content, especially for those who are into the NSFW side of things, obviously. That being said, I want to give a huge shout out to all my patrons. You guys are amazing. Without you, I couldn't keep the lights on. The plumbing situation has already been fixed. It's just a matter of, making payments and everything. But, like, again, thank you all so much for those of you who donated. Thank you so much for those of you who subscribed. I am eternally grateful. Also, a reminder that you guys can go to my Spreadshirt. Check out the new merchandise that we have. Let me know what you guys think of the merch, if you think I should go through a different store, or if you think the quality could be improved anyway. Let me know. Let me know what you guys want to see. What you guys would like on mugs, t-shirts, or what have you. In the meantime, you can also check out my wife's Etsy, The Warlock's Closet, which I'll have a link for you in the description below. She's got some things that she's got on sale, including dice potions, which are just jars that you shake and then you kind of just flip them over and boom, you got your dice. Neat thing that she saw, and she's done a wonderful job. Got a few other things in the works, but just want to let you guys know if you want to support us there, you can go ahead and do it that way. In the meantime, once again, thank you all so much for listening. And as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.